Frustrating night though. I think it's just one of those nights that haven't really fell for us. I thought the referee wasn't great for both sides, if I'm being honest. That's not taking it away from our performance. I think we were a wee bit off it, but in saying that, I still think we created chances, even if we weren't at our best. And you know, on an hour night, I think if we had got the first goal, it might have been a different game. But hindsight, the fair man's foresight.
It's a case too where a lot of possession again, but it's not really turned up possession into massive clear cut opportunities. Like as you say, there was a few half chances and stuff.
Well, Will had a good chance in the first half. The cutback he's put over the bar. Jamie had a good chance in the second half as well. You know, I've got a header from a corner. I think he's given offside for Jamie or been interfering with the keeper. I'm not actually quite sure. I don't think the ref's quite sure either. But look, we've lost a game of football. You know, up until now, I think we've been, you know, we've actually fought when we had a fight. We went away to Shells there last week, scored from a set piece, 1-0. Look, the good thing about football now, I think, we've got Bows on Monday night. It comes right and quick, so it's another thing to look forward to, you know.
Obviously, the Brandy will too. It is going to be the talking point again. It's points dropped at home, and that's sort of been a wee bit of Kelly's heel this season.
Well, I think it's not down to the Brandywell as such. I think it's down to us as a group, you know. I think we need to have more conviction whenever we get on that final third. You know, myself included, you know, whenever the pass is on to be played, I just think we need that bit of calm, cool head. And you know, and saying that to you, I think in recent games against Dundalk and Sligo, I think we've had the better chances in the game again. We just haven't been able to capitalise on it. But hopefully, come Monday, you know, it'll be a tough game. They're a good side. But we'll be ready for the fight, and hopefully we can add a few goals to our tally, you know.
Two teams, Wounded Animals, can end it. Obviously, they've lost the season against Shamrock Rovers, so they're going to be coming to get a positive result themselves, too.
Well, look, you know, I know I say this, these every week, like, there's no easy games in this league, be it your home or away. Teams are coming, they're organised, they're fit. You know, I think that's a massive thing from what I've played years ago and 10 years ago to now. You know, every team's fit and at it. And if you're not, then on a certain evening, like this evening, you know, it can go against you. I can't remember them having any really clear-cut chances in the game, apart from the goal. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but look, we've lost our game of football. We have to come in the morning, regroup, and like I say, Monday comes really fast, so we have to look forward to it.
And because Bows have lost tonight, they'll be probably coming up here, maybe come out more, and give you a chance then to get at them.
Well, I think, you know, we respect every team that we're playing. You know, it's hard whenever teams come here and try and sit in. But like I say, we've created a lot of chances this evening. I know it might have been a few half chances, but there was one or two I can remember. It was, you know, I thought that we should have capitalised on. But look, like I say, I know I keep saying it, but we've lost one game. You know, we have to sort of regroup and go again on Monday.